Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today's episode is brought to you by Kansas. Think about it. If there were no Kansas, there would be just a big deep hole in the middle of the country. That wouldn't be safe. So thanks, Kansas.
Today, old man Fester returns and has an adventure.
Now, as Kevin's about to tell you,
there is an implicit theme or leitmotif that is hidden or invisible in every sketch on Men in Charge in Briefs. Fax it in, and we'll see if it's right. If it is, we'll get excited. You might get a prize.
You might.
I'm Norma the mail carrier. Usually, I'm the star of my own episode. But today's is about old man Fester, the most annoying customer on my mail route. He waits for me by his mailbox so he can complain about not receiving Sears catalogs anymore and whatever happened to Victoria's Secret and how his bodily plumbing is doing. But as the announcer today, I get to chuckle at old man Fester's expense. You're right, listener. I'm just not a very nice person. So, we go now to old man Fester's driveway, where a large truck has just knocked over his mailbox.
What the? Now Norma will never deliver my mail again. Who the devil are you? Why did you knock over my mailbox? You'll pay for that, lady.
I'm Simone Argon, here to deliver your exercise equipment.
Argon? As in the inert gas argon, atomic number 17?
18, and I prefer the term noble gas. That said, I need a hand bringing in your equipment. The free weights, stair climber, treadmill, stationary bike, and rowing machine. They're heavy, so watch your back.
But I didn't order any exercise equipment.
Ordered, not ordered, let's not quibble. The facts are, this is your address, right? 32796 West Rabbit Gulch?
Well, yes, but...
And aren't you sort of kind of really out of shape?
Ow! Pinching my belly fat is really inappropriate.
Bet you take my point, right?
Well, yes, but...
Let's get the rowing machine first. Where do you want it?
I don't want it.
The living room, then.
You broke my vase.
Was it a Ming vase?
No thrift store, but still...
Then stop fussing. Free weights next.
These are really heavy.
They're supposed to be. But the more you lift these weights, the lighter they'll get.
Don't drop them. You've cracked my tile floor.
A tile floor? What were you thinking? And don't sit down yet. We still have the treadmill and the stair climber to unload.
But I'm exhausted. And I didn't even order this stuff.
We've been through all that. Anyway, I'm out of time. We'll just have to leave the rest of this equipment on your lawn.
But my sprinklers are about to turn on. There they go.
We take credit, cash, or check?
Credit, I guess. Wait, $10,000?
Hey, what's this? No tip?
That's all the time we have now. Where old man Fester buys exercise equipment. Tune in again next time when we'll hear him yell after the disappearing truck.
Wait! This stuff is for Lester! My name's Fester. Old man Lester lives on East Rabbit Gulch.
Tony, did anybody bite at the bait of the implicit question?
Imogene Shackham of Rockford, Illinois asks, why did my parents name me Imogene?
I don't know, man. They were drinking too much coca. Sorry, that's a really bad old joke, Imogene Coca.
I remember.
We need to cut that.
But you don't think it's sound, that it's a good question?
No,
it really underscores
the question.
Intensity. It's wrong.
As a philosopher, I object to the self-reflection. Implicit in it.
But you have to look deep into your heart to come to that conclusion.
I do, yeah. So it's a performative contradiction.
They're the best kind. But other people who admit to their contradictions are our cast. Nancy Roth, Greg Smith, and Deborah Marlowe. This episode was written by Tony Flynn. We'd also like to thank the only man who hates to get on his bad side, Brian Lindsay. And remember,
don't be a fascist.